Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. Bank of Ireland is to increase interest rates for a number of mortgage and other deposit products following an increase of 2.5% in the Eurozone rates since July of last year. The bank has announced a 0.75% increase for fixed rates on new mortgages. That's effective from today. Those who are seeking a fixed rate and our existing customers, mortgage customers, will face a 0.5% increase. We can talk to financial advisor Pádraig Kasán is with us. Studio. Welcome to the programme, Pádraig. Yeah, thanks, right. Thanks again for coming into us. This is very much, I suppose, reflective of what's happening in terms of ECB interest rates and right across the market.
Yeah, it's not unexpected, Brian. In fact, Bank of Ireland trailed the other lenders who had increased and came under pressure actually only in the very recent days from their larger shareholders, as in where was their pricing policy in relation to our mortgages. So some of it may have emanated from that, but they certainly it hasn't come as a surprise to anybody. It obviously puts immediate pressure on first-time buyers in their budgets and what they're looking to afford in terms of purchase prices. Existing mortgages, a lot of those would be coming off fixed rates and will now have to price at the newer, higher fixed rates. So all of them will see an increase in their mortgages automatically because they're going from one rate upwards. Mm-hmm. Where will it end? I think ECB has given indications that there's further increases on the way. There's certainly 0.5% penciled for February and likely to be another 0.5% in March, which will put further pressure on the pricing mechanisms for the fixed rates. Those who have trackers is a question that I'm asked regularly. What should they do? The rates that have happened today from the increases will probably take some of the debate out of it, because now the trackers plus the margins might be less than the fixed rates that are currently available. So it'll probably help. But again, they're all individual assessments and you can't answer it in a one-off.
People who already have mortgage approval but haven't drawn down their mortgage yet, where do they stand with Bank of Ireland?
They stand with the rates that are offered, and if they draw, and they must draw before the 21st of February in order to avail of the pre, which is basically 0.75 less of an interest rate, they have to ensure that they draw down the money before the 21st of February, and if they do so, they will be able to avail of the rates already offered to them.
And the fact that there's a different increase, 0.75% for new mortgages for fixed rates, 0.5% for people whose existing fixed rate is expiring. What's behind that?
I presume it's to do with the pricing model, that a lot of both Bank of Ireland's pricing would come from the fact that they're strong deposit-based, so they don't have to seek money as vultures would and other credit firms in the marketplace. So the differential between the two is retention of customers, Brian, and they have been slow to increase their rates in order to attract new customers, and it's probably a reflection that they don't want to see their existing customer base start to go out the other door.
Right, so it does indicate that there's a bit of competition in the market, because of course we're all aware of what's been happening in relation to Ulster Bank, now further announcements today in relation to its departure, but there are still those competitive pressures to some extent.
There is, and they also have then what they call green mortgages. So if you have BER ratings of B3 or better, you can get a further decrease in terms of what the mortgage would cost than if you don't have a BER cert rating. So there are little intricacies in there within the marketplace. That is good to see because it improves competition. Obviously, with the news of the mortgage of the branches closing with Ulster Bank, it isn't welcome to any of the customers or the staff in those branches, but it's just another step on the journey to closure for Ulster Bank and KBC.
Pádraig Kasán, as ever, thanks very much for talking to us on the programme.